Hello everyone, welcome to Combox, where the game lives on. I'm your host Varun Alvakonda and I'm joined by Saurabh Samani and Jared Kimber. And today's Crick Picks is on the ODI team of the 2000s. For those of you who have not watched Crick Picks before, it's a snake-style draft where the order goes 1, 2, 3 and 3, 2, 1. And sometimes all three of us will combine together to make a team of 12. And that's what we're doing today. Today's draft order is Saurabh, me and then Jared. Saurabh, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, so the previous Crick Picks we did was the test team of the 90s and we couldn't find a spot for Sachin Tendulkar in it. So I will correct that injustice by picking him first.
I didn't have him on my list, guys.
See, the thing is, you're so intent-filled in ODI cricket, I can't tell if you're joking or not.
His true strike rate's not too bad.
In that period.
Plus 11 and he's what, plus 15 on average. So
his figures
are very similar to Hayden's, except for he makes 3,000 more runs.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I was just going to say he does it over a much longer time period than anyone else.
Yeah. So I have no issues with that this time. Even if you are just doing it to suck up to the audience.
Indeed. I'll take the best bowler of the 2000s, Glenn McGrath.
I mean, that should have ideally been the first pick, but I just thought Sachin deserved to be there.
What are his advanced numbers then?
I can let you know. Where am I looking? So yeah, a true economy of 1.03 and a true wickets of 0.39.
Wow.
I think his raw economy is less than 4 as well in that period. He's basically unplayable, isn't he, at his peak as a bowler.
Just a ridiculous cricketer, isn't he?
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. Okay. All right, well, let's have some fun with this, guys. And I will go the best all-rounder of that period, which is Shahid Afridi.
You were going to pick him.
He was there in my list, but I just didn't know whether I could fit him into the 11 or not. Now he's picked, so he's good.
Am I wrong, though? Should he not be in the 11?
No,
he should be in the 11. I don't know if he's the best all-rounder of the 2000s.
That's fair. Abdul Razak was very close behind. I'll go him and then we're having fun with this. Who do I want to open? Oh, I'll go Sanosh Jayasuriya to open then.
I had Gilchrist ahead of Sanath, but not by much.
I think Sanath in that period has a true average of 70 and a true strike rate of 25. Plus, he bowls, right?
Yeah.
He's very good at bowling, guys. I don't know if you know, but, not good. He's a decent fifth bowler. So I've got two spinners in the side already, and I've given us peak flexibility with
and
our
also,
side.
It is 2000s ODI, so we probably will be playing 95% of the games in Asia.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Did we still play cricket in Sharjah in the 2000s? Or was it? Yeah, I think at the start.
Maybe early on.
Like India and Sri Lanka were touring each other every 2 weeks. That I know.
Yes.
Yes.
That was a thing.
So it's me next. Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. That's confused me now. I'll take Muthiah Muralidharan then.
Yeah, I knew. I had a feeling you would go for him.
Thank God for the two easy picks there, lads.
that's a pretty easy one, isn't it? You've done well there.
It was a true economy of 0.89 and true wickets of 0.46.
I don't know what the overall impact is per game. If you looked at the bowling and batting, I wonder if Sanath has more of an impact per game than him, which is why I went for him ahead. But
it could be. Sanath's true strike rate was insane when I looked at it. But I think Gilchrist was slightly better, which is why I had him.
Mm.
Although Sanath's raw strike rate is better than Gilchrist's raw strike rate. So that's...
Yeah, I think that's fair. Mm. No, still, I think the bowlers are more impactful, I think, Jared.
Really? Even with both?
I think it's like, because it's ODI cricket, if you get early wickets, your impact just goes through the roof.
Yeah.
Mm. And Sanath,
who's up next?
Yeah, would have never got early wicket.
Saurabh has two.
I have two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, there are lots of guys I want to pick. I'll just be safe. I'll pick our number threes again. Ricky Ponting, just like he was in the test team. he was pretty much the number three of the decade, right? Whether tests or ODIs.
I don't know if it was me, but there's not a lot of other obvious number threes in that period.
No, I agree.
Actually,
especially in one-day cricket. Yeah. One-day cricket is not as after Ponting and Viv Richards, it doesn't become as important as a position, right?
Mm. I mean, we do have a Virat Kohli who played there at number three. So, I didn't even look at other number threes once I saw Ponting's numbers the way they popped. I was just like, yeah, he's the obvious number three. And I will pick our other seamer, and this time we can pick Shane Bond.
Oh, yes. Wow.
So, okay. Shane Bond.
How many games does he play in this period?
He plays very few tests, but he plays a decent amount of ODIs, enough to qualify, I think.
Yeah, so true economy of 0.75, true wickets of 0.46. Pretty elite.
Yeah. How many matches did he play?
I have him at 75 innings. So
yeah, so that's a decent enough number, right? 77 matches, 75 innings.
I mean, it is about 2 months of ODIs in the 2000s, so
it is fascinating because his record is better than Brett Lee's, but it's not massively better, and Brett Lee takes about an extra 100 wickets, doesn't he?
Yeah.
His record is not massively better than Brett Lee's. Oh, I'm surprised.
No.
Brett Lee's record is pretty good.
Brett Lee's, Bond, I don't know about his true average.
His true economy is much better than Brett Lee's yard.
Yeah, that's true. His true economy is. Yeah. But as a strike bowler, they're pretty similar. Brett Lee's and better. You do get Brett Lee's batting.
No, Lee's better strike bowler, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my two picks done, right? Back to you, Varun.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Who are your two picks?
Ponting and Bond.
Ponting and Bond.
Oh. I don't know if you guys had him. I'll take Freddie Flintoff.
I did have him.
I think he is the best all-rounder in the 2000s.
Yes. That's who I was thinking of.
And also, one of the few good first-change bowlers.
Yeah.
He's also one of the few good first-change bowlers in that period as well, as a senior.
Yeah. No, he's a fantastic cricketer. Yeah. He was on my list as well. Mm. No issue with that at all. At number five, I will go MS Dhoni.
Mm.
And at number eight, I will go Sean Pollock.
Yep. Mm. Perfect.
And I do want to say that Abdul Razak does have interesting numbers as well, but Sean Pollock is a specialist bowler more than he is, right? And we've already got Flintoff. Because of me, we have so much bowling in this side.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
Yeah, I think Pollock, if you look at him, he's always one of the most economical bowlers in any era of cricket, isn't he?
Yeah.
Every single thing as well.
Yeah.
You should have been part of our 1990s ODI team pick, Jared. We couldn't pick Sean Pollock in that one because Behram picked Waqar Yunus.
That's a very Behram pick. All right, Varun, who are you up with next?
Oh, God. Is it back to me already?
Yeah, you just have to pick a number four and a 12th man.
Now I have one pick, right?
I mean, those are the spots remaining. So
he's
giving you
the spots.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to put any pressure on you, but Prosper would say I did play a lot of ODIs in this period.
Yeah. It is very tempting to pick Prosper. I just need to confirm how many games this man has played at number four because I don't... Again, I could go rogue again.
I have a rogue pick for number four.
I think Damian Martin has quite a good record at four in this period, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does have a good record at number four. That's fair.
Yeah, just in this period, he's not really thought of as a great ODI player, but I'm pretty sure in that period he was very very hard to get out for a long period of time.
So this he's one option.
Can I just while he's stuffing around too as well? Could I say almost went Ray Price? The great defending bowler. Now.
Jared, can you read out a team so far, please?
Yeah, it is Sachin Tendulkar, Sanath Jayasuriya, Ricky Ponting, Space at number four, MS Dhoni, Freddie Flintoff, Shahid Afridi, Sean Pollock, Shane Bond, Murali, and McGrath.
That is a very good team.
there is a another pick for number four also who sort of...
You could put in a couple of specialist batters here because we've got so much all around us.
Yeah. Fuck it, I'll go for Abraham Benjamin de Villiers at number four.
Hey! Yeah.
Does he play enough?
He has 40 innings at number four, I think, in the 2000s. And it says...
Okay,
it's
no, I mean, not at position. Number four. Overall, does he play enough?
I think so.
Okay. Is that when he's at his best, though?
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's not, he's pretty shit as an opener in that period.
Okay, he has 93 games in the 2000s. That's not bad. But
he's horrible as an opener. I know that.
Yeah, his numbers are like... He's averaging less than 40 and strike rate of 86. It's not popping as such.
But no, yeah. That's because... That's what I'm telling you. The opening numbers really drag him down in that period.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who else bats in that position, though? Simons, I suppose, is the other obvious one.
Yuvraj
Singh. So at number four...
Yuvraj.
Yeah, Yuvraj and Simons. I thought Yuvraj was a better number five, though.
No, but I mean, how much difference is there between four and five in an ODI, right?
No, because
Craig McMillan.
Yeah. I'm shocked you haven't picked Simons in this one, Jared.
Shoaib Malik.
I had both Simons and Yuvraj in my eventual 11. I don't know who was missing, though.
You've got the last pick. Where are you going?
I've got the last pick. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll go Simons then. He can be either in the 11 or 12th man or at number 5.
Yeah,
he might make sense also in that position. I think once you've got Afridi, Sanjay Saria, and Flintoff and Pollock, you just have incredible flexibility to go in any direction with this side, exactly. Don't you? So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got no problem with that. So Saurabh went Sachin Tendulkar, Ricky Ponting, Shane Bond, Andrew Simons. So 90 kids are going to be really excited by that, by the way. Varun went Glenn McGrath, Murali, Freddie, AB de Villiers. And I went Shahid Afridi, Sanjay Saria, MS Dhoni, and Sean Pollock.
I think Brett Lee is the biggest miss in this one. But that's because I picked Shane Bond ahead.
Once you go Bond, I was kind of on the fence which one of them I would go.
Who's taking the new ball, Jared? McGrath's one, obviously.
McGrath and Bond take the new ball.
Bond is the strike bowler, right? You need to give him
Bond into the wind.
Yeah.
Sachin Tendulkar, Sanjay Saria, Ricky Ponting, AB de Villiers, MS Dhoni, Freddie Flintoff, Shahid Afridi, Sean Pollock, Shane Bond, Murali, Glenn McGrath, and Andrew Simons. That's is your ODI team of the noughties or the 2000s or whatever you call them.
Yeah. Any other obvious misses we have in that period?
Yuvraj, I guess.
Lou Vincent, Scott Cyrus. Tress Gothic has great numbers, by the way.
Yeah.
KP has Chris good Gale.
I was between KP and Arabia at four. I think those are my big ones.
I suppose Hayden and Gilchrist both could have been in this side quite easily as well.
Gilchrist, yeah.
Not that we needed him. Callis is not bad in ODI cricket in the 2000s.
Yeah, I just didn't think we needed him. Oh,
he had a negative true strike rate, Varun.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked.
Shocking.
There's no way.
Number three, to be fair, in his defense, it's above par.
No.
Where are we? Antini was like a par player, but again, plays like a million games in this period. There was someone else that I really liked as well. Oh, Shoaib Akhtar.
Yep.
Again. You know, so there's a couple of other.
Vittori again. Players. I think he probably has a better case for this one than
What are Yuvraj's true values?
I know he doesn't bowl at all in this period. I know.
No,
that.
as a batter.
He's bowling afterwards, doesn't he?
No, he. In fact, he does bowl in that. I think he's.
He becomes like the bowler though towards the end of the 2000s, doesn't he?
For most of the
he's not really a specialist bowler earlier on.
He's a filler sort of bowler, yeah.
Yuvraj has a true average of 10 and a true strike rate of 10. So not quite Simon's level numbers, but not far off Simon's.
Yeah. So he has 78 wickets in the 2000s, but his average is 40.6. Yeah, so it's not a very...
But he also plays so many games.
At that stage, I would say early career, Simon's is probably as good a fifth bowler as him. And a more versatile one because he can bowl medium pace and spin.
Yeah.
And is obviously a much better fielder. Although, do you remember all those forums in the 90s, Saurabh, that would say that Yuvraj Singh was one of the best fielders in the world? I'm like, yeah, we've seen fielders, guys. He's got okay hands and he throws with his left hand, so he gets a lot of runouts. That doesn't mean he's a great fielder.
No, but Yuvraj was a was a above average fielder for sure.
Above average fielder, yes, 100% agree. He was also Andrew Simons is a great fielder.
Andrew Simons
he was bowling about two and a half overs per match in the 2000 average.
How many overs?
Simons is probably 4 to 5, right? Because he's sharing with Michael Clarke and Liam. Oh, do you know who else had good numbers, by the way, just in bowling? Was Brad Hogg.
Yes, I was thinking of him as well.
I had not seen
really him. Important in two World Cups as well. So he's a little bit slept on. Anyway, that's our team. Sachin Tendulkar, Sanjay Saria, Ricky Ponting, AB de Villiers, Dhoni, Flintoff, Afridi, Pollock, Bond, Murali, McGrath, Simons.
Simons was exactly 5 overs per match, by the way, in the 2000s.
I was thinking, should Simons be in the 11 and someone else be the 12th man?
You could. That's what I said. I think we've got so much flexibility because of the four all-rounders. You can kind of go in any direction.
I think if we have Simons 5, Dhoni 6, and Flintoff 7, I think that probably makes it stronger.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. You could easily drop Bond from this side if you wanted to.
We could.
And open with Pollock
and McGrath
and have Flintoff at first change.
Yeah.
And then you've got a ridiculously long batting lineup as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could actually, Bond or Murali, you could drop either of them if you wanted to because we've got the other two spinners in there. So, that's all we have time for on Crick Picks today. And we'll see you again next time. Don't forget to tell us where we got it wrong. Not me personally, but the other two guys. Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rukshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make a lot of content like me, you will need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up great clips from your podcast chats and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.